Blog Talk Radio.
Today, Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder QT Docs, coming to you under Kingdom Builders International Institute, under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs. Amen. This is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. God is just so good. You know, there's so much to talk about because there's so much that's been happening in this world today. But today I'm going to talk about God's hammer because we need a hammer on a lot of things in our lives. And I just want to just say a few things about the hammer of God because God is just so good, you know. We you know, as we go through life and we're doing so much and we have so much that we need to hammer out in our lives. I mean, there's so much. And I'm going to be talking about that today. Let us pray. This simple prayer that I just want to just say a few words in this prayer. Just, dear God, just we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, we thank you for your grace. Help us to carry those wonderful gifts in our own hearts and lives. May we minister these to all the world. Let us minister the gifts you've given us to as many as we can. As we walk your walk and talk your walk and proclaim the your name, please allow someone to hear and receive. And as they manifest the thoughts of receiving your words, allow them to act on it, to move on it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Dear Lord, let us bless the listening audience here, dear Lord. People that's on the internet, on your laptop, on your telephones. Let us just convey a message of thought, a message of getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. Amen. The Lord, let us just cover each and every last one of them. Blood of your Son, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Cover their walk, their talk, their jobs, their neighbors, their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're talking about God's heaven. I'm going to be coming out of Jeremiah 20. And I'm going to be jumping around a little bit here and there in Jeremiah. But let me just explain to you about the hammer, God's hammer. The hammer is essentially a masculine force. And when striking or crushing, it represents justice and revenge. The hammer is not only a tool, it represents might. But when paired with an anvil and with the, it just represents the strength of God, but also it represents the fertility and the creation of softness that God presents. And it says, but if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. That's Jeremiah 20:9. See, Jeremiah is the prophet who found the word of God and ate it. And that's what we should do. As we study to show ourselves approved, Brother Dave was saying on Tuesday, he said, you know, we need to study to show ourselves approved so we can be able to withstand and stand up to those that walk up on us and, you know, and try to intimidate us with things that they know that's not of God. But if we don't know it's not of God, we tend to fall back. We talk about God's hammer, the mighty hammer of God. But Jeremiah, you know, he ate the word of God. And it became the delight of his heart. And Jeremiah is saying that God's word is like a fire in both his heart and his bones. Amen. That must be released or spoken in accordance with the mission God gave him. God gave us a mission. And as we receive his word, the message of God, it's going to have to be in our heart. It's going to have to be set up in our bones. So when it comes time for us to release the word of God, it's going to be like fire. It's going to be like fire. It's not my word like fire, declares the Lord. And like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. That's in Jeremiah 23:29. We're talking about God's hammer. God's hammer. God's word breaks the rock of self into pieces. It breaks us. His word will break us down. I mean, if we have an ought against our neighbor, an ought against our brothers and sisters, God's word, that word is like a hammer. It breaks our soul. It breaks our heart. It breaks our spirit to allow us to be more like him so we can get along and know how to handle those that come against us. So God can work his purpose out in our lives. So when he used that hammer to break the self, we can understand the purpose that God has for our life, make it possible for us to use our three T's. And the three T's I'm talking about is time, talent, and treasure for kingdom purpose. Do you feel it? Can you feel it? We talk about when God uses a hammer to break the rock of self. We're talking about your inner self. We can understand. We can better understand the purpose that God has for us. It makes it possible for us to use our three T's. And the three T's are time. You know, time waits for no one. We talk about talent. We have talents, the gifts that God gave us. And treasure is what we hold so dear, the word of God, for kingdom purpose, to build his kingdom. Amen, to build his kingdom. God is so good. We talk about Christians having the same fire today, that we are commanded to go into all the world to share the gospel that brings forth both life and immortality for our generation. Yeah, we know the stakes are high. And time, that's one of the T's, is short. We think we got all day, all night, all week, all month, all year, or years to come. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, we do not. We here on earth, we have a mission, a purpose in life. And let's try to perform, let's try to implement some of the purpose that God has installed and bestowed upon us. Amen. We know the stakes are high. People going to look at us like we're crazy. You know, our own family going to look at you. Are you talking about this? And you talking about that? And I saw you just last week you was doing something. But they don't know that when God used that hammer to break your heart into pieces, to break your soul, we're talking about there's a change. That change will come. We're talking about God's hammer. My brothers and sisters, it's not my word like fire. It's, is it not? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord. And like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Jeremiah, have you heard of God's indestructible hammer as described in Jeremiah 23 and 29? If not, I mean, you may never have thought of God's word being like a powerful hammer. But if you experience God's word like I have experienced God's words, like most of the saints have somehow have experienced the word of God, when it hits you, it hits you. You know, people say, I got hit with the Holy Spirit and it knocked me down. I mean, this hammer is bad. But now they talk about thorn and his hammer. Well, thorn has nothing. And all these other, you know, myth and mythical gods and all these other people have nothing on our God. God's hammer changes things. When he breaks your heart, when he breaks your spirit, when he breaks your soul with his hammer, you are a changed person. In the Old Testament, it often describes how at times the Israelites' hearts had hardened towards God. Zechariah 7 and 12 explains, they made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty has sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. We're talking about, you know, how the Israelites' hearts had hardened towards God. And Zechariah explained that they made their hearts as hard as flint, would not listen to the law or the word that the Lord has sent through the Holy Spirit to the prophets. We're talking about God's hammer and the power and might of it. To have an adamant or a heart hard, it describes a person who just refused to be persuaded. And we ran across, or we know a lot of people that no matter what you say, in their mind, they think they're right. They don't want to receive. I mean, you can hit them all day on their head with a hammer, and they still believe this is the way it is. You can show them proof in black and white. They still believe this is the way it is. And these people is unmovable. They're unshakable in their own thinking. And the Bible talks about, you know, lean not to your own understanding. And so many of us lean to our own understanding and don't want to sit back and receive, to listen to something as simple as the hammer of love. In Scripture, it refers to the spiritual condition of a person who is rebellious towards God's love, towards God's law, and God's word, describing their heart condition as hard as flint, the hardest of stone, and used to cut other rocks. We're talking about their hearts. We're talking about their hearts were to point where they were too hard to receive God's law, to be carved and received in his word. They just don't want to accept the truth. This is Thursday Thirst for Truth. They don't want to accept the truth about God's word. It's like we know so many people that don't want to accept the truth when you tell them something. And you can tell them over and over again. And you got those individuals that don't want to, that's going to continue to do what they want to do, and although they know it's not right. On last Tuesday, Brother Dave mentioned that, I believe he said that right and wrong is personal, but understanding is a choice. And when he made that statement, I'm trying to analyze it because it's simple. But it made a lot of sense. You know, right and wrong is personal. But understanding is a choice. You know, you run across people and they talk about, I'm right. Or you're upset because I'm right. Or you're wrong. And they're making it personal. And they're trying to hit you below the belt. They're understanding what is being said in that conversation is a choice. That's like receiving the word of God is a choice. God's hammer, his word, is able to judge the hardest of hearts. It's able to infiltrate into the deepest part of man's heart and bring to the light true motive, thoughts, and attitudes. We talk about God's hammer is able to break the unbreakable kind of rock, to shatter man's stubbornness, amen, to shatter man's stubbornness and arrogance against God. And now we all has been broken by the hammer. I mean, don't say, man, I ain't never been broken by no hammer. I ain't never been. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. We've been broken by the hammer, the hammer of love. Don't tell me you have never had your heart broken. Yes, 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 you have. You was broken by the hammer when they hammer your job away. Yes, yes, you were broken. Yes, you was broken when your relationship fell through and you got a divorce. Yes, you were broken. The hammer broke your relationship. So we all have been broken by the hammer. Yes, yes. The hammer broke the part where we lost our home and when our loved ones turned to drugs and when our loved ones became depressed. Yes, the hammer broke us. We felt it in our spirit. Amen. We're talking about God's hammer. Amen, God's hammer. In Hebrew, it describes, it says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. We're talking about God's hammer. Amen. God's hammer. God's hammer is awesome. It is awesome. It was a writer that says, I can't recall his name. I think his name was Sproul. But it says, talks about God's hammer. He said God's hammer smashes not just the icons of the world around us. It also smashes the idol of my heart. It is hard, heavy, even painful, precisely because of the love of the one who wields it. He has promised to forgive me for my hard heart, but has also promised to soften it. See, what he's saying is this, my brothers and sisters. We're going to hammer this stuff out. Amen. He's saying that, you know, when you get hammered by someone close to you, when you get hammered by someone that has meaning in your life, when you get hammered by someone that you thought care for you, it hurts. And then you got to turn around being saints of God. You have to turn around and forgive that person. You have to soften your heart because they had hammered you so bad, you became hardened. But now your heart became hardened. Now you have to soften it back up. Amen. I mean, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about God's hammer. God's hammer is awesome. You know, I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to throw this out there and let you hear this. So as I pause for a cause, I'm going to put this on and tell me if we're talking about hammer. Yeah.
Alabama.
A hammer in the morning. A hammer in the evening time. All over this land. Look what I do. I'm the hammer of danger. Hammer of the warning, yeah. I'm the hammer of love between my brothers and my sisters. No.
Amen. We will hammer out danger. We will hammer out the demons. We will hammer out warnings. We will hammer these things out of our lives, my brothers and sisters. And we won't only hammer out within our community. We're going to hammer it out through prayer all over this land, all over the world. You don't hear me, my brothers and sisters. We're going to hammer out drugs. We're going to hammer out addicts. We're going to hammer out depression. Do you feel me? Don't feel me. Do you feel the Holy Spirit? We're going to hammer these things out. Amen? Oh, my brothers and sisters, do you feel it? Do you feel you're hammering it out? You're going to hammer out warning. Danger. We're going to hammer out the demons. We're going to hammer out alcoholism. We're going to hammer out COVID-19. We're going to hammer out the variants to COVID-19. We're going to handle out all degenerate diseases and hate. We're going to hammer it out all over this land. Amen? We're going to hammer out hate. We're going to hammer out racism. We're going to hammer out all of this between our brothers and sisters all over this land. You don't hear me, my brothers and sisters. Do you feel the Holy Spirit is talking to you? Amen. We're going to hammer these things out. Amen. Amen.
I got a hammer. I've got a bell.
Got a bell.
And I've got a song to sing.
You got a song to sing.
All over this land.
All over this land.
A bell of freedom, yeah. It's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters. And all over this land. Ha!
Ha!
Yeah!
Yeah, do you hear it? Do you hear the hammering coming down? Do you hear that gavel hitting the rocks? The rock of your soul, the rock of your spirit. We're going to hammer out all of this systemic racism. We're going to hammer out prejudice. We're going to hammer these things out so this world can be better, so our lives can be better. But we got to hammer it out from within first. All of that hate, all of that buildup we got against our brothers and sisters. Let's hammer these things out. Amen. We got to hammer it out. We got to hammer it out. Ezekiel says, in 36, it says, reveals God's desires toward men. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and you a heart of flesh. So we're going to hammer out that heart of stone, because once that God's hammer hit that stone, it's going to break it up into 1,000 pieces. It's not going to have any substance to it. We're going to hammer it out like a physical hammer shattering. God's hammer demolish spiritual strongholds. In 2 Corinthians 10, it says, explain, it says, the weapon we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. God's hammer, we're going to demolish the strongholds in our life. What's holding you back, my brothers and sisters? What's holding you back? We're going to hammer out that demon. We're going to hammer out the drugs that's in our system. We're going to hammer out the racist remarks, the racist feelings that we might feel. We're going to hammer out the stubbornness. We're going to hammer out lies. We're going to hammer this out, my brothers and sisters, all over the land. We're going to hammer it out. With God's hammer, in 2 Corinthians described, we demolish arguments and every pretentious that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about hammering these things out. We got to hammer it out. Hammer it out of our lives. As we hammer hate, as we hammer the sinful thoughts in our hearts, as we hammer all of these things that's not of God out of our spirit, now we can go out and reach out for others because they can see that beacon of light on us. Amen. We're talking about hammer. In Judges, they talk about how Herbert's wife, Jill, Herbert's wife, took a tent peg and seized a hammer in her hand and went secretly to him and drove the peg into his temple and went through into the ground, for he was sound asleep and exhausted. We're talking about how she used a hammer to drive a peg. This is the man that was doing so many wrongful things and decided to seek refuge. We're talking about a hammer. We're going to have to hammer what's in our lives. We have to hammer it out so we can help others. In Isaiah 41:7, it says, so the craftsman encouraged the smelter, and he who smooths metal with a hammer encourages him who beats the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good. So, as he fastened it with nails, so that it will not totter, so it will not be loose. We're talking about in Isaiah the craftsman that encouraging the smelter, encouraging one another. As we hammer out ourselves, we can be better and able to encourage one another. You don't hear me, brothers and sisters. We're talking about hammering out all the warning signs that comes our way. And we hammer out that warning signs and do not ignore it. And if we do not ignore it, we can walk that straight and narrow path. We will be able to jump over the pit holes because the warning signs is always there. And most of us ignore it until it's too late. But we hammer out the demon. We hammer out danger. If we hammer out these things that beseech us as in our lives and we don't do anything about it, we succumb to drugs. We succumb to alcoholism. We succumb to crimes and do things that we should not do. We're talking about hammering out the sinfulness in our lives, my brothers and sisters. Jeremiah said, it's not my word like fire, declared the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock. Excuse me. The word of God crushes tools. We're talking about the carpentry tools that splitting rocks of fire of God's word. We're talking about that God's hammer. God's hammer can change. God's hammer can change our lives. Jeremiah 50 says, how the hammer of the whole earth has been cut off and broken. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nation. We're talking about what God's hammer can do. And we talk about how God's hammer can build. God's hammer not only tears down, can break our spirit, can break our souls, our hearts, but it can also build it. In 1 Kings, it says in 6 and 7, it says, the house, while it was being built, was built of stone, prepared at the quarry. And there was neither hammer nor axe nor iron tools heard in the house while it was being built. Ain't that marvelous? Here's a house being built, and you don't hear any hammer going. You don't hear any nails being driven. I mean, God is awesome. Oh, we need that hammer, my brothers and sisters. We need that hammer, because if we had that hammer, we can hammer out warning. We can hammer out danger. We can hammer the demons from our house, from our loved ones, the demons that inherited their spirit. We can hammer out poverty. We can hammer it out, my brothers and sisters. All over the land. We aren't going to be selfish. We're going to share that gift that God has given us. After we hammer out ourselves, we're going to go out and hammer out others. Amen. All over this land. Could do some marvelous things. God is just so good. Amen. In Jeremiah 10, it says, they decorate it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers so that it will not totter, so it will not come loose. God is just so good. Jeremiah went on to say that he says that you are my war club, my weapon of war, and with you I shatter nations. And with you, I destroy kingdoms. Tell me what God cannot do. What he cannot do won't be done. We have an awesome God. We had an awesome God. That hammer, let's hammer demons out of our lives. Let's hammer drugs from our system. Let's hammer hate from within. Let's hammer prejudice from within. Let's hammer out COVID. 19. Let's hammer out systematic racism from this land. Let's hammer it out, my brothers and sisters, all over the land. You know, it's in God's word, we're talking about the hammer that could break a rock into many pieces. We're talking about God's hammer in Jeremiah 23:29. We're talking about God's hammer. Amen. Let's hammer it out, my brothers and sisters. I mean, we're talking about depression. We're talking about standing. We're talking about receiving, having that soft heart, not that stubborn heart, not that reprobated mind type of heart, that where you think everything is always right your way. Let's hammer those things out. Let's have that susceptible and be accessible to receive the truth. Even if you don't know the truth, let's be able to receive the truth and go and look it up, check it out for yourself before you said no. Before you said no. If you have an experienced football players that come in your way and you just a rookie and you think you know it all because you have scored big back in, your little high school and your little college, now you're up in another level where you got different devils. And now you got, and then somebody that's true and sinful come up to you and says, hey, you have to do it this way, brother, because if you want to get better, if you want to enhance your skill, if you want to enhance your gifts, do it this way. And you're going to turn around and tell man of God that's been doing this for a long time that this is not the way it is. You're not receiving. You don't want to be hammered out. You don't want the truth to be hammered out. A hammer is a fit instrument to break the rocks and beat stones into pieces. But the word of God is prepared by the Almighty. His fit, God's fit, means to break in pieces the stony and rocky hearts of us, of sinners. Amen. We're talking about God's hammer. A hammer can do nothing of itself without the hand that uses it. We talking about hammering out this hate, this criminality that's within us. They said gun doesn't kill. It's the people that's holding the gun that kill. We talk about, in an analogy to the hammer is nothing if it's not being used. So when the hammer is being used to shatter your spirit, to shatter your heart into something loving, into something giving, into something useful, where you can turn around and share that with others, we talk about having that heart of flesh. The word of God cannot itself break pieces, break in pieces the sinner's heart, but God must use it by the hand of the Spirit. We talk about a spiritual hammer, my brothers and sisters. That spiritual hammer, if you ever accomplish that for which he sent to you, if he allowed him to use that spiritual hammer to break out what's in you so the beauty can come out, we're talking about God's hammer. So you can be a changed individual. So your mind, your heart can be renewed. You know, we're talking about the design, the strength, the wisdom of a workman. A hammer does affect his work when he uses it in the correct and appropriate way. So according to the design and wisdom and the strength of the Holy Ghost, it is pleased to put forth upon the heart of sinners is the nature of the work that is effected and accomplished through that work when God uses that hammer effectively on you, on me. You can see it when he allowed the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and change the way we think, the way we walk, the way we act. We know that's God's hammer. And it's nothing more powerful than God's hammer. God's hammer is not only a fitted instrument to break things in pieces, but it's also drive home the nails and the clench and the fast and to fasten them also in our hearts. We talk about when God used that hammer to break what's inside of us. And as we study the word to show ourselves approved, that word sticks to us. It's nailed into us. Because at times when we need to regurgitate it back out, it's there. We know how to use it. We're talking about the hammer, my brothers and sisters. Examine yourself. Have you experienced the word, God's word, to be like a hammer? Have you been broken in pieces by it? Have you been under grief and trouble for your sins? Are you broken off from your sins? We all have. We all have. And if you're young, if you live long enough, you're going to experience. If you think you haven't, you will. We're talking about God's hammer. my brothers and sisters? Are your heart soft or is it hard? We're talking about God's hammer. Has the word and spirit of God fastened conviction so upon you that you know it's time to make that change? That you cannot get free of it? You want it now? You want to keep it? You want to keep it fastened and nailed tight to your spirit, to your soul, to your heart? Do you want that nail in a sure place inside of you? So now you can stand upright, walk straight, and help others because you were helped. Amen. Do we have that precept of God in like manners of, that we can bring home to our family, to our sons and daughters, to our wives or husbands? I mean, do you feel now that you cannot rest till you have submitted what was given to you to others? Have you, the promises that you once made, because God promises is always kept, have been so fastened so that you do believe now and you are steadfast and you're ready to apply it to your own soul? Amen. Do you feel it? Can you hammer out this demon? Can you hammer out the drugs that's inside of you that is controlling you and telling you to do this? Can you hammer out the warning signs? And after you do, my brothers and sisters, we can hammer it out through prayers all over the land. Amen. I mean, God is just so wonderful. Can we hammer it out? Can we hammer out separation, dissension, division? Amen. God is just so good. My brothers and sisters, I hope you receive something today, because let God hammer it out, because the warning signs is there. Hammer it out between your brothers and sisters. We all have that little speck between your brothers and sisters, because I have it between my brothers and sisters. And if I can hammer it out, that love to bring it back, I will do so. You need to do it too. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. We have to consider the severity of it all. Touching, threatening factor if we don't. My brothers and sisters, all over this land. And in closing, I'm just going to say, I pray that you receive, something from this little message of mine that God has worked through me. And like Brother Dave said, as I pray for you and you pray for me, we're going to see what God is going to do. So I'm going to pray that God hammers what's inside of you, the hate, the unforgiveness, whatever, the drugs, the depression, the lack of understanding. As I pray for you and you pray for me, let's see what God is going to do. Let's watch that spiritual hammer come down and just breaks us so we can have a soft heart. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox. Amen. We're going to hammer in the morning. We're going to hammer in the evening time. We're going to hammer all over this land. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God is good. God is faithful. Can't touch this. It's hammer time. It's hammer time. Amen. We want to just thank God for using Elder and just to say it is hammer time. You know, when the hammer come in, changes happen. When God come in, things get better. When we allow God to correct us and to build us and to make us, the word of God is equivalent to the hammer. Amen. The word of God is a hammer. I want to encourage everyone to know that when you read and study the word, you begin to realize that it's hammer time. The hammer brings correction. Amen. The word of God is the rod of correction, and we get an opportunity to pick up the pieces. And God allow us to be broken. Amen. So sometimes we have to be broken so that we can hear God. So we want to serve notice to all of our listeners. When the hammer come, it is not to destroy you. The hammer is to build you. It's not my word. It's God's word. God's word is like fire. And that fire can be shut up in your bones. So we just declare and decree right now that when God wants to correct us, that we're able to receive the hammer of God, the words of God, which bring life to our bones. Amen, amen. Again, I want to thank you, Elder, for just coming forth and allowing God to use you. And I just want to thank our listening audience. And again, I want to just say, don't forget, it's hammer time. It's time to build. It's time to prepare. It's time to plan. It's time for purpose. It's your season to manifest. It is your season to manifest. Amen, amen. Well, with that being said, we want to close out with a word of prayer. We want to encourage everyone that you will receive this word that came from heaven, that came through Elder QT Docs. Amen. That you're able to receive it and understand hammer time. When the hammer come in, things are connected. Amen. Things are grounded. Things are able to come together. That house cannot be built without a hammer. So let us not wear the word of God without being the word of God. Amen. It's hammer time. We want to say God bless everyone. We love you with the love of Christ, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to pray for us as we step out in faith to do what God has called us to do. Amen, amen. Father, we just thank you for this hour of power in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we call forth your angels to go before us, to keep us in all of our ways. God, we ask you that you would speak to our mind. You would hammer every thought that's not like you out in Jesus' name. And we open to your Holy Ghost fire, that we would understand what you called us to do, and we would go forth with fire in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask you right now that you would keep everyone at the sound of my voice and the hollow of your care. And we thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless everyone, and have a terrific and blessed and awesome rest of the day. And in closing, I say it's hammer time.